Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 12th of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. BMW's iX1 goes into full production as of this week. It's going to head into customers' hands in the next couple of weeks. And the only variant available right now is the xDrive 30. 270 miles of range on that. 0-62, 5.7 seconds. Sadly, not going to the US market. It's for Europe and China. The Vauxhall Corsa, or Opel Corsa, is being redesigned and getting an EV range boost next year. They'll put the battery from the Peugeot E208 into it, so 55 kilowatt hour, 250 miles of range. And I expect, as they've been talking about the GSE brand, their sportier, firmed up version will come as well. But it could be 35 grand plus, a lot of money to ask even for a hot hatch. It has a Corsa badge on it. The China Motor Show kicks off in Tianjin, with a third of the vehicles showing up all electric. The European Union is tightening up the vehicle pollution standards. It's called Euro 7 regulations. They come into force in July 2025, and it now includes various restrictions on particulates from brakes and also tyres. Bollinger are making commercial vehicles. They've been bought these days by Mullen. And they'll be using batteries from the startup Our Next Energy, or ONE, or One. They have an Aries line of batteries that have cell-to-pack technology. So the battery cells literally go into the structure of the car. But interestingly, they also have a battery technology that is kind of a hybrid mixed chemistry. A bit like having fast access on a computer and then hard drive storage for long-term stuff. So sort of two different types of chemistry in the battery, one for quick charging and then one for long-range storage. Really interesting. Good luck to Bollinger getting their commercial vehicles on the road. Electrify America have a new marketing campaign called As Seen on EV, and it's really kind of funny little 7 or 15 second digital ads taking different genres of TV show like reality dating or telenovela and making like a twist on different TV formats. The one that I watched was like a Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility type period drama where they're talking about electric vehicles. Really well done, quite funny, and they're on YouTube as well if you want to have a look. In the show notes, I'll pop a link. Tesla is opening up its charging connector standard with the hope that others will pick it up. Now, obviously, it's too late for the German manufacturers to move over to the Tesla connector, which is smaller, lighter, easier to use, a better design in my humble opinion, because, well, the German manufacturers are actually invested in the CCS standard, so they won't move over, but I think Tesla are hoping that others, maybe small niche ones like Aptera, possibly will do. And as soon as more than one manufacturer uses it, it's no longer a lockdown standard, and therefore it should, I think, open up the federal public money available for charging networks. Now, you could argue to Tesla, really need the public money, the federal funds to build more Tesla superchargers if there's a little niche automaker making 1,000 or 2,000 of their vehicles also using the Tesla plug? Well, hey, them's the rules. It appears Tesla have played the game quite well by opening up their charging standard, their plug, if you like, and calling it the North American Charging Standard, even though at the minute, it's not a standard. It's only Teslas use it. But hey, they're playing the game by the look of it. Well, the fleet industry is enormously important to moving to electric vehicles, and Alex Partners releasing a study today for the fleet industry saying if they don't move to electric power in the United States, they're leaving $75 billion on the table and wasted because of the various factors where EVs can save you money. But they're pointing out, though, that in the move to decarbonize our fleets, which is very important, a series of things need to be nailed properly, like where they charge, when they charge, maybe even changing routes for things like electric delivery vans. And that's Briefly.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.